Tonight in Las Vegas, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump take part in the final presidential debate of this campaign. Clinton is holding a comfortable lead in polls nationally, so much so she's going into traditionally red states more and more to campaign. But for the last few days, she's been off the campaign trail prepping for tonight's debate. As Trump falls behind in national polls, he's become more aggressive in his message. For a look at what we might expect tonight, we're joined this morning by former Massachusetts State Representative and Clinton supporter Susan Tracy. Good morning, Susan.
Morning, Bob.
And Lou Murray, member of the leadership team of Massachusetts for Trump. Good morning, Lou. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob. Nice to see you.
Let's start with you, Mr. Murray. Donald Trump has gone heavily on the offensive since the second debate and the release of that tape in which he speaks lewdly about his behavior with women. While he's apologized for those comments, he's also ratcheted up the claim that the election is rigged. Do you foresee him taking that style into tonight's debate, and do you think it helps him?
Donald Trump has ratcheted up the rhetoric from the moment he started this campaign. It hasn't just been in the last few days. He speaks over the heads of the elite and the media and directly to the people. What I would expect from him tonight is to hit it out of the park on the issue that has been central to this campaign, which is immigration.
Why immigration tonight?
Donald Trump is going to save America from the 600,000 Syrian refugees that Hillary Clinton would like to foist upon our cities and towns and our school systems.
All right. Susan Tracy, you want to respond to that?
I'd rather talk about what I would do if I were Hillary Clinton tonight. You know, if I were Hillary Clinton tonight, I would probably ignore some of that rhetoric around immigration or some of the kind of attack and nastiness that we expect from Donald Trump tonight. You know, if you're Hillary, I think you need to do three things. You need to, one, take Michelle Obama's advice and go high, because we know he's going to go low. Two, I would say that she needs to be herself. If there's any criticism of her, it's that she's not genuine. She's not someone that people like. And I think if you're comfortable in your own skin, people react to that. And finally, I would let Donald Trump talk as much as he wants, because the harder he gets and the more he, you know, as they always say about Donald Trump, the more he doubles down, I think the better for Hillary Clinton.
Clinton may have her own hurdle to cross, her own controversy that she's going to have to deal with tonight, because, of course, we know the WikiLeaks email leaks are coming out almost on a daily basis. And while she's been cleared by the FBI of any criminal wrongdoing, the paper trail is still dogging her across this campaign. You think it's an important issue for her to address tonight, and how do you expect her to do that?
You know, I'd say two things on the emails. One, I do think she has to have a concise and contrite response to the email question,
which she hasn't up to this point.
Correct, which is why I think she needs to do that tonight. But secondly, I take a quote from Bernie Sanders. I think people are sick of the damn emails.
Mr. Murray, what's your take on the WikiLeaks emails, and how do you think Donald Trump will play it tonight?
Well, what you just heard from Susan Tracy is why Donald Trump is worried about a rigged system. You have the media burying the WikiLeaks story. You have Bernie Sanders being paraded around like a circus bear. What I think we're going to hear from Donald Trump tonight is a direct challenge to Hillary Clinton to answer for these emails and also for the Freedom of Information Act requests, which show a quid pro quo with the Undersecretary of the Department of State asking the FBI to change classification on emails to let poor Hillary off easy.
Let me get Susan to respond to this. I imagine you disagree, but no question about the fact that there is a segment of the electorate who believe that this election is rigged and who believe these accusations of collusion.
Well, a couple of things. Sometimes I think when you're behind, it's a natural reaction to look for things that make you behind, and sometimes it's easier to blame circumstances outside yourself rather than yourself. So I think that, you know, as Donald Trump starts to slip in the polls, I think you see the conspiracy theories start to get bigger and the pointing fingers at others for the reason for the failure and the fall happen. I personally have a lot more confidence in our country. I have a lot more confidence in our voting system. You know, we elect presidents every 4 years, and, you know, to suddenly this year in 2016 feel that the system is rigged, everything stacked up against Donald Trump, feels a little bit to me defensive and feels like you're slipping behind and you need someone to blame other than yourself.
Mr. Murray, quick answer to this question. Do you believe the polls that show Hillary Clinton ahead nationally and ahead in the key states?
I do not believe that Hillary Clinton is ahead. I had coffee this morning at a diner. I asked the waitress to hurry up. She said, "What are you in such a hurry for at this hour?" I said, "I'm heading over to WBUR to speak with Susan Tracy and set her straight on a couple of things about Donald Trump." And she said, "Oh, you're with Trump?" And she started to whisper, "I'm with Trump too, but I'm afraid to tell anybody."
All right. What does Donald Trump have to do tonight to convince those voters who are undecided to pull the lever for him on Election Day in 20 days?
Well, anybody that bets on football knows that all you got to do is beat the spread. And all he has to do is beat the spread, which is to continue to show people that he's not deplorable, he's not irredeemable, he is presidential. And he has done that in the last two debates. Hillary couldn't put him down in the first debate. And in the second debate, it was when confronted with Bill Clinton's former paramours and the women that he abused, he was able to bring the message home that he is the man to lead this country out of the corruption.
All right, Susan Tracy, what does Hillary Clinton have to do tonight to convince undecided voters to vote for her and voters who are may naturally support her but are wavering going into Election Day?
You know, I think it's three things. I think that Hillary Clinton needs to, as I said, go do what Michelle Obama said. She needs to go high. Donald Trump is going to continue to go in the gutter. He's going to continue to attack. And I think she needs to stay high. I think that's where the majority of the American public is. I think she needs to be confident in herself and be comfortable. People need to understand that she's a human being and that they need to like her more. And I think she needs to project that just by being comfortable in her own skin. And finally, she needs to relinquish the mic sometimes and let Donald Trump talk more. Because the more he talks, the more attacking and offensive he is. And I think the public is sick of that.
All right. That's where we leave it this morning. Susan Tracy, Hillary Clinton supporter, thanks for coming in and making the argument.
Sure.
And thanks to you, Lou Murray, for coming in and making the argument for Donald Trump.
Thanks for having me.